As we continue to receive the word of the Lord tonight, I sense in my spirit that the Lord will have me agree with some people here. Just hold hands together and agree, and just stand together in faith and just connect our faith one another. If you are that person, just step forward, let's pray together. Just agree, let's pray of agreement with something. Father, thank you for your presence, for your grace and glory. Thank you, Father, for just give me your hand. Father, your word has said if two or three of us shall agree concerning anything on earth, you'll do it for us. I touch and agree with my brother here, and I believe you that, Lord, you will turn that thing around for a testimony. You will give him joy in specific circumstance or issue. I receive, Lord, for him. In the name of Jesus. Can I have your hand, please? Father, I stand, Lord, to do your will, for it is written, I delight your will. I delight to do your will always in my inward. Lord, if you spoke to my heart, then it's because you want to do something. Lord, we may be tired, we know in our body, but our spirit, Lord, receives from you. So I touch and agree with this person right now for that desire of our heart to be granted. And as you've spoken, let the testimonies connect together like a jigsaw puzzle. Let the new season you have announced over her, let it come to pass. We agree, Lord. Jesus. Father, we agree for that miracle, that desire, that request to be granted. Because we delight in you. You've never failed before. You will not fail us now. We honor you, Father, for the testimonies are on the way. In Jesus' name. We agree, Lord. It's done. By the Spirit of God. Exceeding abundantly above. More than we can even ask or think or imagine. It's done. Done. In the name of Jesus. We agree, Lord. We command it done. Because we agree together. For nothing that we agree on will never be forbidden us. So we agree together. And we accelerate that miracle according to your will. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, let it be done according to your word. Let it be to him according to his faith. Lord, I join my faith with his. Say, Father, let there be a miracle. Let there be a testimony. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you. As we agree, thank you, Father God, you caused this man to walk on stormy seas. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for the miracle. We thank you for the testimony. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We agree, Father, in accordance with your word, that whatever it is we agree as touching, you will do for us. That if we bind a thing on earth, shall be bound in heaven. And if we lose a thing on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. So, Father, whatever needs to be bound in the life of this lady, we bind it right now. Whatever miracle needs to be loosed in our life, Father, we command it loose right now. That your name may be exalted. Thank you for the testimony. In Jesus' name. We honor you, Father, for the miracle that's already taken place. Just because we touch and agree. Let it be to us, Lord. Even as you have said. In Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit, we release this desire, this burden to your hand. We believe that ever before we ask, you've already heard and you've already done. Thank you for the mystery you're showing to heart. Thank you for the awesome things you're making us to see. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for your name is exalted. Give you praise. In Jesus' name. We agree, Lord. And it's done. We agree, Lord. And it's concluded. We agree, Lord. And it's finished. Testimonies on the way. To the glory of your name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of God, thank you. Here we are. We have no one else to turn to. We look up to you in agreement, and we receive the desires of our hearts. Let it be to us, Lord. Let it be to your handmaiden, Lord, according to our desire, for she delights in you. Give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, thank you for your power, your presence, your miracle, and your divine design for this young lady. Even Father, in obedience as we touch and agree, thank you for the testimonies here already, to the honor and to the praise of your name. Lift your heads, O gate. Lift your attention, doors. That the King of glory may come in. The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift your head, ancient doors. That the King of glory may come in. Thank you for the miracle. Thank you for the testimony. Give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your name. Thank you for the honor of your majesty that is released upon this man right now. Together we agree and we fast track that which is in his heart as a desire, and you will put it in his hands, and it will manifest physically to the honor and glory of your name. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for the miracles. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, thank you. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So, Father, we touch and agree today that you will reveal on behalf of this woman your mighty right hand. Silence the adversary. Release the miracle. Let the testimony be made manifest. Give her joy and gladness. Let her come back, Father, carrying her sheaves of joy with testimony. And we're singing and dancing. Give you glory, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we commit our spirit in your hand. We release our spirit, soul and body. That you'll keep her from stumbling. Give her inheritance among them that are sanctified. Lord, what you began in her life, conclude it. Lord, in your wrath, remember mercy. Vindicate our righteous cause. Lift her, Lord. Cause her to walk on the stormy seas. Let our testimony manifest. Give you praise. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost, please, people. Yarabosha, Yaraboska. Father, we agree together for your kingdom, your power, your glory, your majesty, your sovereignty, your rulership, and the manifestation of your right hand to be revealed on the behalf of your Son, your servant, who cry unto you day and night. Vindicate him, elevate him, honor him, You have said, if any man serves the Son, the Father shall honor him. Lord, we touch and agree that in this hour, you honor your servant, for you delight in the prosperity of your saints. So we touch and agree together that you honor him, you vindicate him, you glorify your name in his life, and you bring to manifestation all that you have wrought in the Spirit. We fast track it, Lord. We announce it, Lord. Even as our ears are picked it in the Spirit, so we announce it physically. Let that which you already spoken be done. And all people may bless you and give you the glory and praise. Lift your voice tonight and let's go honor the Lord. Father, for those who are listening and watching electronically via the internet, whatever may be the desire of their heart, Lord, we agree with them. And in the same way you broke in through for us, like the breakthrough of many waters, you will touch them where they are right now. For there is no barrier to the Spirit. For there is no barrier to your word. The Bible says your voice is heard all over the world. So Father, we say let your voice be heard in the circumstance and the situation of that brother watching right now, that sister listening right now. Mighty God, we ask that you, Lord, will cause the miracle to happen. We touch and agree in the name of Jesus. If you are watching via the internet or you are listening electronically, we'll just put your hand on your receiver or whatever it is and let's just make a contact together. Father, there is no barrier to your power and your presence. Lord, prophetically speaking, Father, we touch and agree with that person right now. We say, Father, whatever may be the burden in their heart, whatever may be the challenge in their lives, Father, we agree together that mountains in their life will melt like wax right now at your presence. That your glory, Father, will fill that room. Your glory will fill that place right now. Let your glory fill that life right now. Turn that person around, Father. Bring salvation. Bring healing. Bring joy. Bring gladness. Bring testimony. Let your glory be made manifest. Let the sons of men and women rejoice at your faithfulness. We do honor you tonight. We praise you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Lord. Well, let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks tonight. It's done. It is 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 done. By the Spirit. It is done. By the Spirit. It is done. Blessing him, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to welcome you to the 13th day of this great feast. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know in different ways the Lord has continued to feed our spirit. The Bible says to the Israelites, the Bible says, God fed them with the food of angels. And that's the difference between what made it different between the Israelites and every other human on the earth. When God feeds you himself, you travel in the strength of that food the rest of your days. And I'm believing the Lord that God is deliberately feeding us. God's deliberately feeding us. Continually feeding us. So that we can travel in the power and the anointing of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that like Christ, our Lord, we can move into the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the power of the Spirit. In the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So lift your voice this evening and just say, Father, I thank you, Lord Almighty, for I travel in the power of your Spirit, with your anointing over my life. Just lift your voice. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of God, we travel in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give you glory. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. If you've gone through the kind of pressure I've gone through today, we can only announce it's a wonderful day. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful day. Amen. And the Apostle Paul says that even though our outward man perishes, our inward man is renewed day by day. So I rejoice, hallelujah, at what God is doing in our lives. Amen. All right, Psalm 94. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Oh, lift your holy hands and just bless the Lord. Come on, lift your heart to the Lord. Therefore, that is how the patriarchs, the men who have standing with God, that's what they do. They lift up those hands in surrender to the King of all kings, in connection to destiny and the power and to that other realm that the eyes of men can see, that the feet of men can't walk except they be given to them by God. We connect, Father God, to that realm. We connect to the cloud of witnesses. We connect to the Spirit of God. We connect to the power of the kingdom. We connect, Lord. We believe. We receive. Give you praise. In Jesus' name. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Barorosha. Nanda Yarabasuri Gabalabosha. Grade Barakalabrada Moskalada Bayarabosa. Nenderebosha Yaraboza. This is a Holy Ghost meeting. We have no agenda. The only agenda we have is what the Lord asks us to do. There's no set pattern. This is an unpredictable meeting. We want to obey the Lord. That's what we're here for. The only agenda, like I said to you, the only agenda is Christ. He is the only one who gives us the agenda. A man may devise his ways, but the Lord will have to direct us. And whichever way direct us, that's how we go. So that all he has planned to do among his people, he can have a free reign to do it. So that we can be blessed, changed, lifted, raised to walk upon the stormy seas, raised to stand upon the mountain. Because Christ is our solid rock. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you again to day 13. I want to flip to the book of Psalm 94 as we begin to receive tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 94. 3. Go. O Lord, the God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long will the wicked, O Lord? How long will the wicked be jubilant? Report arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, O Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the alien. They murder the fatherless. They say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob pays no heed. Take it, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who implanted the hair not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches man lack knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord, the man you teach from your law. You grant him relief from days of trouble till the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you? One that brings on misery by his decrees? They band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Psalm 95. Hallelujah. Psalm 95. 3. Go. Come. Let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountains' peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was hungry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, grant us the spirit of obedience to walk in the light of your instruction. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 96. Psalm 96. 3. Go. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his truth. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm 97. Psalm 97. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 97. 3. Go. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the eastern shores rejoice. Clouds and thick clouds surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is shed upon the righteous, and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you are righteous, and praise his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord, come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship your holy name. One more time, singing it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. And worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Your holy name. I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship. Worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. I worship
your holy name.
Lift your voice, stand with me. Sing like never before. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Psalm 98. Three, go. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy hand have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with a harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let it see His sound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Hallelujah. 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 He has done marvelous. Marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He has done marvelous. Marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Marvelous things, praise the Lord.
Come on, lift your voice.
Say, He has done glorious things. We praise Him forever. We exalt His name. We magnify Him. And we make our voice heard in the heavens. With one voice we declare, our God has done marvelous things. Hallelujah. And go pray to give all a big clap. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 99. If it's this beautiful on the earth, how much more glorious will it be when we get to the Father's throne and we join the host of heaven to celebrate, hallelujah, forever. Amen. Your desire should be to make it to heaven. Should be your desire. For if only in this world we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to use every resource we have, we have been endowed with, to fast track His coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. And with one voice we say, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Through my life, can someone say, just come Lord Jesus. Amen. And that's what we do when we get to do our business, when we get to get busy for the Lord, hallelujah, we fast track His coming. Amen. What a joy. What a blessing. Psalm 99. Three goals. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among His priests. Samuel was among those who called on His name. They called on the Lord and He answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept His statutes and the decrees He gave them. O Lord our God, You answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though You punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Amen. Flip to number 11. Psalm 100. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 100. Three go. Shout for joy to the Lord all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. And we are His people. We are His people. The sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and his cup with bread. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Hallelujah! What a beautiful meeting. What a beautiful time. What a beautiful day which you're living in. We're saying to God one more time. You know, sometimes God looks up from heaven, from heaven, and he holds his head. There's anything like that. You say, what? This is what I created. What's wrong? How far have they gone from me? So what we are doing is, Lord, there's a remnant on the earth who hold high the honor of your name. And that's who we are. Praise the Lord. So you can imagine the joy that is in the heart of the Father. When he looks down from heaven, he doesn't have to hold his head anymore in sorrow. As a matter of fact, he sits and scratches his shoulder in rejoicing, saying, I have kids. Hallelujah. I have people that not bow their knees to Baal and worship him. I have a remnant from the house of Judah. For he shall say, these ones are born in Zion. Hallelujah. And we can say, Lord, we are the ones born in Zion. We are the people who will make glad, who will make your praise glorious. Hallelujah. And make your name known in the earth. Psalm 101. Thank you, Jesus. And that's basically what we're doing. Amen. We are recrafting the systems of the world through our worship and through our connectedness with the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 101. Psalm 101. 3, go. I will sing of your love and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk in my house with blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him will I put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. Not one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. Not one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. Give you all glory and praise. Thank you for your manifestation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You raise me up so I can stand now. You raise me up to what is done. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Father, we bless your name tonight. We ascribe glory, power, praise to the only most holy, most excellent, most wonderful God, who in his mercy and grace raised us. We praise you tonight.
We praise you tonight.
Thank you for these 13 days of seeking you in fasting and in prayer, in watching, in seeking your face daily, individually and collectively. Thank you, Father, for revealing yourself to us again tonight. Thank you for your presence. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
We hope you heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtalamo Hamidway, Yaba. located beside Skybank, Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222 or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. With eyes of faith, you'll find the way. And when the journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always as you go. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. God loves you. God loves you.